WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. We've gotten a brand new read on the jobs market, and it is slowing down to a crawl. The Commerce Department says employees added just 73,000 positions in July. 73,000, even less than the 100,000 to 120,000 many analysts were expecting. It compares to 147,000 jobs added in June. Most gains were in healthcare, social assistance, with losses in federal government positions. There are standouts. Economist Diane Swonk.
The only outlier has been in the tech sector, where they are doing layoffs, but the war on AI talent has caused a bidding war where, you know, some people are getting a lot of money that is pushing up wages in that one sector very rapidly.
Unemployment for July up to 4.2% from 4.1% in June. Again, jobs added last month, just 73,000. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is again warning of a man calling residents and claiming to be from the Wood County Sheriff's Office. The caller is advising people that they failed to appear in court and will be arrested. If you receive a call like this, do not give out any personal information. It's best to hang up and call the Sheriff's Department to report the call at their non-emergency number, 715-421-8700. The Marshfield Police Department issued a warning yesterday of scammers writing worthless checks to purchase vehicles. Since then, the department has made contact with one of the individuals involved in the incident that happened on June 28th at Wheeler's of Marshfield. Corey Aaron Berendez, age 27, has been cleared from the investigation. The original report said Berendez accompanied 48-year-old Jamie Sue Wolbing for a vehicle purchase with a $60,000 check. The check bounced back as NSF. Berendez returned the vehicle, but the dealership found parts were missing, and the police department said the missing parts were sold. They claim it's possible the woman, Jamie Sue Wolbing, is involved with similar scams throughout the state. Wolbing may also be using the last names of Boring, Reitmeier, or any combination of the three. If you have any information, you can contact the Marshfield Police Department. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation that would make it easier for parents to opt their children out of vaccine requirements for school and child care centers. The proposed legislation would not make changes to current state law, but aims to inform parents of their right to waive the requirements for their child. The current state law allows parents to submit a written statement waiving the requirement for medical, religious, or personal reasons. Vaccination rates for Wisconsin children have been declining since the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. It'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect.
beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins the show to talk about the launch of her campaign for governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Here I am on a Friday morning. It's August 1st, 2025. Nice to have you here back up north, live across the Civic Media radio network, where we will be talking to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez in just a moment. Brittany Merlot is with us last hour, and the forecast is just, we don't need to take up a lot of time for that. She reminds us that we have a dry stretch right now. Chances for rain hold off until next week, but we are definitely battling some bad air quality. So there is sunshine, but it's behind a lot of wildfire smoke, and statewide highs today will be in the mid to upper 70s with a light northeasterly wind. Tonight, clear and cool. Scattered fog is possible, and of course the smoke hanging around as well, at least for the near future. Calm winds tonight. Lows will be in the upper 40s up north to the low 50s south. And again, we have our local forecast on your Civic Media radio stations throughout the course of the day, so stay tuned to that. Stay tuned as well for our Free Ticket Friday keyword. If you haven't heard it yet, we'll tell you all about it before we head out of this particular segment. Get that Civic Media app ready. Go to one of the stations, use the text feature, and text us the keyword that I'm going to give you, and you will be in the running, a statewide drawing for four tickets to next Friday's Brewers game. That one will be Brewers versus Mets next Friday, if you're the winner of Free Ticket Friday. The Brewers tonight are in Washington, D.C. They are taking on the Washington Nationals. Pre-game coverage will begin at 5:10 on stations across the Civic Media radio network. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us on Friday mornings as well. Dr. Lyerly also hosts the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show weekends. Saturday, what, 3 o'clock, right?
Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock, yep.
I think I'd get that time right by now. What do you have coming up tomorrow?
We're talking about food waste. You know, all that food that you eat or don't eat, and then it ends up in the garbage. There are so many better ways to deal with that. And we've got some wonderful local nonprofits who are helping to manage food waste, including about 6,000 pounds of food that was generated in Green Bay during the draft. Wow. So we're talking with Selena Darrow from Rooted In about some of the cool, innovative work that she's doing.
Okay, so that's the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show this weekend on the Civic Media app and on the stations in Green Bay and Oshkosh as well. Kristen is a former candidate for state legislature. She had also run for Congress, but it was as a candidate for state legislature, I believe, when you met our Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez.
It's true. We went to go turn our papers in, and I ran into this wonderful woman. She had a history of being a nurse, a public health worker. She worked as an epidemiologist for the CDC, and we just immediately clicked. And now she happens to be running for governor.
And now she happens to be here as well. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really good.
Can you vouch for any or all of what Dr. Lyerly said?
Yes, we quite literally ran into each other when we were handing in our papers and then started chatting. So it was really exciting. It was so nice to see another healthcare professional running for office, because it doesn't happen that often, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. We've talked about that a lot, that healthcare professionals, by and large, shunned the public spotlight, shunned politics. But certainly in the past 5 years or so, that has changed for various reasons. And so I want to go back, 5 years or so, because, I mean, you're familiar with the term overnight sensation. These are people who have been toiling like rock and roll bands. They've been playing in bowling alleys and small clubs for years. They finally get a hit record and people are like, they're an overnight sensation. Well, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, welcome to the club. You have been involved in Wisconsin politics for exactly 7 days, to hear some people tell it, and are now an overnight sensation. But you have actually been doing a few things over the past few years. And I want you to talk about your path to becoming a candidate for governor.
Yeah. So, I have spent most of my career in healthcare. Like Dr. Lyerly said, I'm a nurse. I am a public health professional. I worked as a nurse in an emergency department. I had been an executive within large healthcare systems, and I was an epidemic intelligence service officer with the Centers for Disease Control, which means I did outbreak investigations nationally, internationally. And 2019, 2020, when COVID hit, I saw that the Assembly and the Senate was doing nothing. They didn't meet for 8 months when people needed leadership and guidance. So I ran for office for the Assembly. And I live in Waukesha County, so I flipped a district from red to blue within that Assembly district. And I was in the Assembly for 2 years. And then Mandela Barnes, he ran for Senate. So the Lieutenant Governor seat became open. And I decided to take that microphone and be able to talk even more broadly across the state about things that I care about, which are healthcare, affordability and access, making sure that families are able to afford not just the basics, but actually thrive within Wisconsin. And being able to be under Governor Evers and seeing the amazing thing he's done, he has set us up for success with these last two terms. And I'm gonna knock it out of the park as governor. So that's why I'm running. I wanna make sure that families have what they need to thrive in Wisconsin. And I'm just really excited to talk to everybody across all 72 counties. I've done that every year as Lieutenant Governor, visited all 72 counties. I'm going to continue to do that, go out, listen, see what people want in their governor, see what people want in their state government.
Kristen, I want to bounce this over to you as well, simply because of the theme of people who saw how the pandemic was being handled by a certain subset of the political class, trying to, get rid of safeguards and put people, at risk of dying. And I feel quite strongly led to people dying. There are still people that want to talk like they're angry about how government handled the pandemic. I'm still equally angry about how people tried to blow past all these safeguards. And thankfully, it motivated other healthcare workers to run for office.
This is the reason that healthcare workers don't like to get involved in politics, right? Because we believe in evidence and data and science. And we know that there were things that we did well with COVID and things that we didn't do well. We were building the plane as we were flying it, and we were doing the best that we could, but we always had the people of Wisconsin, our neighbors and our patients at the forefront. That's who we were working for. But what we saw was that, and let's say it, it was Republicans. It was extremist Republicans who were politicizing this message, who were telling people, who were making masks political, who were making medications political, who were pushing these cures that actually didn't work. And it was literally killing people. The number of stories that I've heard from emergency department physicians of people who showed up sick with COVID, preventable COVID, and said, I am ready for my vaccine now. And it was too late.
Yeah.
And then they went on to die because they listened to a politician instead of a healthcare provider. So I think that is one of the really important points about someone like Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez running in this position as the person she is with everything she brings. In addition to, and I know that I'm like grandstanding right now, but I have to tell you this story. I met this person last night. We were doing a bike ride and we were in Appleton. And he was telling me about the time that he was at an event in Outagamie County, and he was talking to this wonderful woman, and they were having this great conversation. And all of a sudden she said, oh, I have to go. And she walked up to the podium and started talking, and he realized, oh, wow, I was just talking to the Lieutenant Governor. I had no idea, because she was such a real person. She was so regular, and he connected so beautifully with you, Lieutenant Governor. And I think that is one thing about you that people really need to understand. You are like us.
That is so sweet. And that's what I think people want, is they want they don't want a politician, right? They want their neighbor, their friend. You know, I'm a mom of two kids, 16 and 18. I'm shocked that I have an 18-year-old and he's actually an adult. I don't even know how that happened. But, you know, these are the kind of things that weigh important on my mind as a mom, as somebody who's been working full time. You know, I had to try to find childcare when my kids were smaller. And it wasn't as hard as it is now. I talk to families who actually, when they're thinking about getting pregnant, thinking about it, they start calling around to childcare places because they know it's so difficult to find. Like, that's just shameful in Wisconsin. We should be able to have the services we need. And, you know, families should be able to do what they want, go to work if they want to, and be able to have a safe place to put their kids.
It's the kind of thing that, again, childcare should be a bipartisan thing, and yet somehow we've made it political. And as a result of the current environment, and the one that's been in the state capitol for a while here, and now is in Washington, D.C., you have called the president of the United States a maniac. You know what? Truth is a defense and libel, but it does lead to this question of, you know, working with others, working with Republicans, working with independents. What is your history on that? And what is it that you want to do as governor?
So, you know, I live in Waukesha County. It's a pretty red county. And so I do not have the luxury of only speaking to Democrats at home, at work, any other time. So when I was an executive within a healthcare system, I had to work with people who we didn't agree on things. We had to move projects together. When I was in the assembly, I had to be able to work across the aisle to try to be able to get things done. That was more challenging than I thought it was going to be. It was a surprise to me how difficult that was to work across the aisle. But I am willing to work with anybody who wants to move Wisconsin forward. But I don't think anybody can say that the man in the White House is a maniac. It is absolute chaos on the federal level right now. And so we need to have a Democrat in the governor's seat so we can have steady, sober, clean leadership.
Well, especially given what we were just talking about in Texas, where they came in and they're gerrymandering the maps again, just because, you know, Donald Trump said jump and they said how high. Tell us a little bit. Let's go back before your time in the legislature and as a nurse, you know, just some of your early history and, you know, meeting your husband and things like that.
Yeah. So I was in Oklahoma when I met my husband, and I was an epidemic intelligence service officer with the CDC, but stationed at the state health department. And the health commissioner's wife had run a salsa dancing group, and they knew I danced salsa. And so they introduced me to their group, and Baltzar was part of that salsa dancing group. So we actually met salsa dancing, of all things. And we will be married now 20 years coming up this December. So it was just so much fun to be able to share that with him. Now we're getting a little older. I announced my candidacy on my 50th birthday. Like, what a way to start your 50s, right?
Right.
But, you know, we keep joking. We need a middle-aged dance club because we like to be in bed by 10:30, 11:00. And most of the dancing doesn't start until that time. So, you know, I think that's a business idea for somebody.
I think they could. I think they absolutely should. So, again, we're talking 20 years here, and I tell you, we've got only a minute left here. So I may come back to personal matters in just a minute, but give me the 45 second version of your top priorities the moment you're sworn into office if elected as governor.
So we know that families are being squeezed. We know that they're trying to do the best that they can, but they feel like they can't make ends meet. And so accessible, affordable healthcare is going to be top of my priorities, specifically expanding Medicaid so we can bring $2 billion back to Wisconsin to be able to invest. Housing costs are out of control. It is insanity, the rents and the mortgages. Young families are not able to afford what they need. Childcare access and affordability is going to be top priority because, again, these are real issues that we need to solve. And lastly, we need to restore bargaining rights for our unions in Wisconsin because we know that it's going to raise all wages if we do that.
That's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez visiting with us, a candidate for governor in 2026. Local update is next for some of you here. The key word to text in this hour as part of the Free Ticket Friday for those Milwaukee Brewers tickets is FLY, F-L-Y. Use that to text us that word on the Civic Media app. and get a chance to win tickets to the Brewers game next Friday night. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You may have heard of the 4% rule when it comes to retirement. After you retire, you withdraw 4% of your retirement savings each year. The truth is, the 4% rule should be viewed as a guide, not as a strict rule. For example, the rule is based on retiring at age 65. If you retire earlier, you may want a lower withdrawal rate. Your lifestyle also matters. Are you planning to travel the world or spend more time at home? Consider inflation as well. A well-built strategy usually includes small annual increases in withdrawals. But you don't need to take a raise just because the calendar says so. So, stay flexible and revisit your plan of withdrawals regularly. That will give you the best shot at a secure, fulfilling retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Join us in the Junior Fair Building, and you can make a card, you can write a letter, you know, whatever you want to do, and we're going to get those up to Wausau so that our friends who get to go to Washington, D.C. and see the memorials that were created for them, for the service that they put in, they're going to have kind of some cool letters and cards and things to start their experience off. So again, free of charge, come on down and write a letter, make a card, whatever it is.
With both of these things we're going to talk about here, they are not only great things for the kids to do, and the people that are receiving them are going to be over to the moon, thankful and appreciative and all that. And hopefully that goes without saying. But I do like to note all of these things we've been talking about, especially these latter things that we're getting into, they are more and more experiences for kids to see adults asking them to do something for another adult, for oftentimes a stranger. And what is going to get them more likely to do that as an adult? These kind of actions, yeah. Seeing their parents, seeing the people they look up to, seeing that they admire, yeah. Going out of their way to help our veterans or going out of way to help others in need. They are more likely when they become adults to do that by seeing us do it. Those brains are sponges. Yeah. Let's fill them with some good. Let's fill them with some good activities and some doing some good in our communities. And we raise more and more kids wanting to put into their community.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you thinking of this. It's an add-on. It's something that's above and beyond what you, like you do a lot with the 4-H. That's a great part. And then this next one, something I hadn't even thought of before, and I appreciate you even bringing attention to, for people like me that hadn't thought about something like this, let alone what the kids are going to be making. Sure. A really cool idea.
Sure. So the Marshfield Clinic Health Systems Volunteer Services puts out like a list of things that they would really appreciate that can kind of help make patients' experiences better. And Wood County 4-H got this fantastic fabric donation of flannels. So we're gonna appreciate the donation that we received. We're going to teach some basic sewing skills. We're going to have sewing machines set up at the fair, my friends.
Wow.
And you can come in, learn some basic sewing skills with me, and make ice pack holders for patients at the hospital. And these bags, we've got fabric for everybody because they are not just for kids. They're, you know, in all of the departments, they use these ice pack holders. So I just think, why not, right? And I think about paying it forward, right? Wood County 4-H got a great donation. And rather than just using that for the well-being of our own program or whatever, let's pass it along.
Yeah.
Everybody who's coming, maybe they already know how to sew and they just need some downtime at the sewing machine.
Sure. Yeah.
By all means. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're kind of sewing curious. They've always kind of wondered and they don't know how. Well, sit down with me. I would love to work at the sewing machine with you. And it's always so cool to see how appreciative folks at the hospital are.
Yeah,
it feels a little homey.
I was just going to say, I think that a lot of us have been in those situations with a loved one or maybe yourself where, you know, there's so many different wide variety of things they need these ice packs for. Mm-hmm. And you get that and you're sitting there. And most hospitals, if not all the ones surrounding this area that I've been in all of them, are nice. They do a good job. They have great people there. They're well, you know, lit up and things. But they still ain't home. They don't feel like they're, you know, there's nothing they can do for that. But these little things, you're right, they have that little homey feel to them. They make us feel a little more like we're a person and we're not just there to, you know, like checking the oil on the car or something. And it's nothing against the healthcare industry or nothing like that. It's just the way the system is and the way, you know, it feels for all of us. I imagine for them as well. It just goes so much farther than I think we realize. Even I hadn't realized until I was reading the notes this morning and thinking about it and like, oh, that does go a long way. That really is a cool thing. And I didn't know about the paying it forward part. Yeah. Great idea. That's a really cool idea.
Well, thanks. You know what? Like the 4-H pledge, we're pledging our heads, we're pledging our hearts, we're pledging our hands, and we're pledging our health, right, to the betterment of our selves, our community, our world, right? Like that's really what we're all about. And sometimes we just need to think intentionally, how do we make things happen? We can't just assume that kids are going to learn how to interact with others, how they can impact their world, how they can interact with local governments or even great, right? Like we need to think about how to teach these things to kids. And again, trying to make sure that we do it in a fun and approachable way.
Yeah. All of these things we've been talking about with 4-H, I can only imagine has encouraged a lot of people to want to learn more or even enroll their kids. And we got something, it's right around the corner enrollment. Yeah. So a perfect time to start thinking about that.
The beginning of the school year, you know, September, that is also the beginning of the 4-H year. So if you're curious and you want to learn more about 4-H, you can always reach out to me. Our office is in the courthouse. So if you feel like stopping by someday, feel free. Stop on by and let's talk. Otherwise, you can call me. You can email me. You can check us out on social media. You can check us out on our website. Like there's lots of ways to get a hold of us. So let me start with sharing my phone number. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm at 715-421-8439. Or you can email me at Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Dot Huber, that's H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U. And actually, I found that the social media pieces, our Facebook page and our Instagram page have become really important. So, you know, check us out on those spaces as well.
And keep in mind, if you're driving around or something and you need to get that again, we'll get it to you. Reach out to us. You can also go to their website. We'll get that to you before we wrap up, because I did have one more thing I wanted to pick your brain about, Laura, if you don't mind a little bit. We've been covering this as a station, you know, the budget and budget cuts and a lot of those things. And we understand that our nonprofits are, they've always been underfunded, but now more than ever in many ways. And we're trying to bring as much attention to that as we can. I know that you at 4-H, you guys have your calendar raffle that you do. And this is a big part of the fundraising that is done in keeping 4-H healthy and thriving. I wanted to touch on that a little bit.
So it's not only about keeping 4-H healthy and thriving, it's keeping it affordable for families.
Yes.
Because everything is getting so expensive. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever want families to have to decide between meals, mortgages, and all of those sorts of things, and letting their kids experience 4-H, right? So the calendar raffle program that we've got going on right now.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin man is calling out lawmakers to fix what he describes as a crisis in home health care access and the toll it is taking on people receiving care and those providing it. Terry Barr shares how he is getting attention for this issue in a very unique way.
Let's go. We're about to get in town.
Carl Scholze is on the final stretch of a 95-mile journey. The 44-year-old is driving his motorized wheelchair right to the state capitol. And the quadriplegic is bringing a message.
This journey is about people.
Quad Carl, as he's become known, started this mission in Neenah. And as he's rolling down the road, he's hoping to make a difference.
To demand better access to home health care for people like me on Medicaid and a living wage for the home health aides who keep us independent.
Scholze believes lawmakers can make a difference, too. He'll be calling on them when he arrives in Madison Friday afternoon.
And then we're going to head into Madison. This ought to be fun.
Quad Carl says he isn't sure what will happen if cuts are made. Medicare covers his wheelchair and doctor visits, while Medicaid pays for his health aides so he can remain in his own home. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for input from residents on their 2025 Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. According to the press release, the plan is meant to guide the Department of Transportation's efforts to improve accessibility on the state's highway system, like upgrades to roadside facilities and public rights of way to make it easier for residents with disabilities to travel. The plan can be reviewed on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, and public comments will be accepted until the end of August. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Law & Order franchise has been teasing its viewers for years regarding a romance between detectives Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, played respectively by Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney. Fans on social media have been asking when it will happen. Maloney recently told the New York Post he's been trying to get them to hook up for a long time. Hargitay says she is enjoying the flirt game and is keeping an open mind about the situation. Maloney currently stars in Law & Order Organized Crime, and Hargitay is in her I Lost Count season of Law & Order SVU. DC Studios may have made a lot of money over the years, but they haven't had a film that's reached the $300 million plateau domestically since 2022. Thanks to James Gunn's Superman just crossed the mark. This is the ninth DC movie to reach $300 million here in the U.S. The last DC film to hit that mark was The Batman 3 years ago. I'm sure DC would like even more cha-ching, so be sure to check out Superman, which is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. It'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
While I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer, we've got you covered everywhere in the state. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, sign up for our newsletters. We have a weekday one, and then we have a special Sunday edition focused on Wisconsin politics. And I can bet you a pretty good sum that we're going to be talking about that interview with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. So sign up for our newsletters over at upnorthnewswi.com. And I believe, Dr. Lyerly, that your discussion with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez yielded exactly the person that you thought you knew.
Yeah, she is just a regular person, but also brilliant and a wonderful leader, and we are so lucky to have her here.
Mm-hmm. And again, as other candidates get in the race, we will be welcoming them to join us here as well as we continue following the news for next year's elections. But now we're going to follow sports because that's way more fun. We've got both Packers and Brewers to talk about with Mike Clemens, who's here from Packer training camp. Mike, right? How are you?
Very good. Yeah, we're in the little media center that we've got here at Lambeau Field where we've been going to practice every day and watching the team getting ready.
What are your overall impressions so far? I know it's early, but what's the environment like there?
Matt LaFleur is trying to, get a more physical team going. Mm-hmm. When you think about the way that they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs, when Elgton Jenkins, their starting left guard at the time, the play had gone off to the side there, and he was just kind of jogging along, and a guy named Nolan Smith, a linebacker, he just went and just drilled him like out of nowhere, almost like a pro wrestling with his helmet. Well, Elgton Jenkins' arm went limp. I mean, I saw him after the game in the locker room. He needed two teammates to help him get his jersey off. He had the worst neck stinger. And so, Elgton was a bit of a holdout. Turned out to be kind of a back injury. But I was able to talk to him off microphone later. And he agreed, because when you watch that game, Vic Fangio, the noted defensive coordinator for the Eagles, it was his first year there, but he's been all over the league. He told those guys, it's the playoffs. The refs are going to keep the flags in their pockets. Hit somebody on every play, right? Before the whistle. Just hit somebody, because you see that happen four or five times. So Matt LaFleur knows that we've got a young team. We've got a lot of speed, but we need to be more physical. You need to throw body punches when you get to the postseason. And so he's trying to do that. At the same point, during the regular season, you can be called for penalties. So Rashid Walker has been the starting left tackle for the Packers now, going on year two. And so the other day, there's this play where Jordan Love is backing up the pass. J.J. Enagbare is a defensive end. And at the snap, bam, he pops Walker in the shoulder pads really loud. And he's driving and driving and driving, trying to go after the quarterback. And Walker's, pushing him off and pushing him off, and the play is over. And, Walker looks at him like, dude, you're overdoing it. Maybe Enagbare said something back. And then Walker said something to the defensive player, Enagbare, and an assistant coach said, all right, 63, you're out. You're out. And he was like, what? Yeah, go to the sideline. Now LaFleur's back there. He's running the offense, right? He's got his walkie-talkie. He looks up, where's my left tackle? So the assistant told him what had happened, and LaFleur comes running over. This doesn't happen in the NFL. Maybe Pee-wee. or junior high or high school, he comes running over. He says, Sheed, that's his nickname for Rashid. Sheed, take a lap. Eddie, goes one of the assistants, make sure he takes a lap. And like, what? So he's shrugging his shoulders. So he starts trotting off. Now, Josh Jacobs, the running back they picked up last year from the Raiders, a guy who's become a team leader, he looks around to Tucker Kraft and the other guys just says, come on, we're going to follow him. So Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, and about four or five other linemen, they go follow Rashid Walker in this lap all the way down there to the north end of the end zone. They come back about 3 minutes later, taking a lap, And we asked LaFleur, so what was that all about? He goes, hey, look, in the NFL, it's not only, you know, if you can have a late hit or an illegal hit, but sometimes things that you say, if it could trigger a fight, they'll throw a flag and you'll be charged for 15 yards. So he said, these practices have to be game-like conditions, and I'm not going to tolerate it.
Interesting. And, you know, that plus, as Tony says up on YouTube, a more physical team, absolutely love that mentality. So it definitely feels like the players and coaches, they have their heads in the right spot already.
Well, you've got to – there's a fine line between being more physical, but, you know, it has to be football. You know who was really good at that? Was Reggie White. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could clobber you and then pick you up after the play.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Packers Family Night is coming up at Lambeau Field tomorrow. I'm going to ask Kristen about it in a minute, but tell me your thoughts on what folks will be expecting tomorrow.
Well, you'll see the offense and the defense. You see a scrimmage. It's not, you know, tackle to the ground, but you'll get to see the offense and the defense. You'll see Jordan Love throwing passes to Matthew Golden, the first-round draft pick, the wide receiver. You'll get to see Nate Hobbs, number 21. Who it looks like he's going to be right now. He's in the driver's seat to be the starting defensive back alongside Keyshawn Nixon. By the way, did you see this report this week, Pat, that Jair Alexander, you know, who they had that big kind of contract dispute because they weren't going to pay him the injuries, in his first week with the Ravens, John Harbaugh, the head coach, announced that he was having his knee drained.
Oh, no.
So it looks like the Packers made the right move there. But the thing I love about Family Night is, one time I'm in the radio station and our production director said, hey, I'm taking my son Jack, age 7, to the game Sunday, you know, and we've got some tickets. I said, hey, have you ever been to a game with him before? He goes, no. I said, you know, you should take him to Family Night first. Well, I already bought the tickets. How much? Oh, like over $200 a piece. Okay. So they play the Seahawks. Great game. I see him in the hallway the following week. I go, hey, so how was it? He goes, it got to be the third quarter. He said, Daddy, can we go home? So I said, you know, this is why you go to Family Night, man. It's $10, and you get to see all the Packer players, yep. And then there's fireworks afterward. That's where you find out how much they can get their sample of the Packers that way, and then later like you can take them to a game.
It's a sampler platter thing. Kristen, you're going to be – you're right. There probably every year, Kristen, right?
Yeah, and, you know, as I'm listening to Mike talk, first of all, I'm thinking, be physical, but don't hurt each other. It's just the mom and me. But I'm also – when I think of Family Night, I'm like – tailgating, the weather's going to be perfect, the food, the fireworks. Yep. People are so happy and excited. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
All right. So,
well, it's the dress rehearsal too, you know?
Yes.
And for a rookie like Matthew Golden, it's his first time inside Lambeau Field with 70, 80,000 people. So, you know, it gets him ready for the preseason and the regular season games when they have home games.
Yeah. It's so much more laid back. It's like a party. It's not like a game. It's like a party. People are cheering for fun things that are happening on the field, but it doesn't have that like intensity. It is just an entirely different atmosphere. And Mike, the $10 ticket price is very cool.
Yeah, outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Let's turn our attention to the Brewers here. And once again, you've noticed a theme. We've come to the trade deadline, and there's no blockbusters. That is not the typical way of doing things. What did the Brewers do ahead of last night's trade deadline?
If people saw the headlines, Pat, they're saying, oh, well, so they got did they get a bat? Is Brandon Lockridge from the Padres, you know, 28-year-old? No. You know what? As I'm kind of going through the papers this morning, and to me, this is roster maintenance. I mean, what they did is Nestor Cortez is the guy that they had got from the Yankees in that trade for Devin Williams, their closer, that, you know, they weren't going to be able to match him for a contract. And Cortez, like a week or so into the season, has an elbow flexor, and he's been out most of the season. So they trade him to the Padres, and they get a backup outfielder because right now Jackson Churio, your center fielder, he's got a hamstring injury. And a couple weeks ago, you had Sal Frelick out with a hamstring. So they just got added some depth, you know, someone in the outfield. And then they did another deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks sent them two players. Now, Shelby Miller is a right-hand pitcher. He's currently on the injured list with a forearm strain. And another guy, Jordan Montgomery, both these players in their 30s, he just had Tommy John surgery. So he ain't even going to play this year. So I think it's for a player to be named.
No.
So at the end of the day, these guys are sort of cleaning up the back end of their rosters, doing each other favors. It's not like they made – I thought it was interesting, though, the other night. In that game when they beat the Cubs the other night, and Andrew Vaughn, who they picked up from the White Sox when they traded away pitcher Aaron Savalier, hits a grand slam, and Bill Schroeder says, you know, everybody wants the Brewers to make a big trade just because the deadline's coming up Thursday. You got to make a trade. Get a bat. Well, there's your trade right there.
Yeah.
It's just the Brewers did it about a month ago, you know.
Yeah,
there's your bat they picked up.
It was perfect. The Brewers head into the series against is it still fair to say the lowly Washington Nationals tonight? They just haven't been the same since they won the World Series in 2019. They've been in rebuilding ever since.
Yeah, they have. But here's the interesting point. This Milwaukee Brewers team, remember they got, you know, just rolled over by the Yankees opening weekend?
Yeah.
Right now, the Brewers have the best record in baseball. They're 20 games above 500. Their winning percentage is .593. So even when you're in a league with the teams like the Mets, Dodgers, the Padres, some of these other leaders, the Brewers have the best record in baseball right now. And at .593, their winning percentage is the lowest ever for the league heading into the month of August in Major League. So that means parity right now. That means you've got an even horse race amongst all these teams, American and National League, heading into, you know, the month of August.
By the way, as I'm looking at trade deadline stuff here, how not fun is it to be a Minnesota Twins fan this morning, where they have traded 10 players from their 26-man roster? I mean, just an out-and-out fire sale, which, again, if you're rebuilding, I suppose that's necessary. But, my goodness, that's just got to be demoralizing to a fan base.
It's an equipment manager's nightmare, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. They're...
I love that you went there. I was thinking like their fan base is already demoralized. So
I'm stuck. I'll be here all night doing the laundry. Are you kidding me?
having a son-in-law who is an equipment manager, I can immediately relate, and I'm so sending him now texts about the Twins and see how that works out. So the pitching core, we traded away a starter. Because we have such a good core of starters, and that's how we head into the weekend series with the Nationals, with a good core of starting pitchers.
You got Quinn Priester has come along, and then you got the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. So these are the things that have popped up and gone the right way for the Brewers. And even that trade, when they got Nestor Cortez, you know who else they got in that trade from the Yankees? Corbin Durbin. Or Caleb Durbin, your third baseman. He's one of the hottest hitters you've got. So there's always these diamonds in the rough that end up, being the difference makers in some of these trades.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you got the Brewers Nationals. Again, pregame coverage starts at 5:10, and then you've got the Packers family night at Lambeau Field tomorrow. So I sense we'll have more Brewers and Packers training camp stuff to discuss next Friday. Mike Clemens, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
All right. We'll see you. Kristen, this probably just gets you as excited as ever to get over to family night.
Yeah. I mean, this is the best time of year because the weather is good.
Yep.
People are super excited. The season hasn't started yet, so there's nothing to criticize. It is literally just about being together and partying.
Yeah. And you can never argue with a tailgate at Lambeau Field when the weather is beautiful. But back to the Brewers for a second. It is Free Ticket Friday. And the keyword is fly, F-L-Y. Just text that on the Civic Media app, and you could be in the running. There will be more keywords across the Civic Media radio network throughout the course of the day. One statewide winner is going to get 4 tickets to next Friday's game, Brewers versus the New York Mets. A local update next for some of you. Others will have some final news and notes from here on Lake Wissota on the Civic Media radio network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535.
It's the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta-potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Another good reason to follow the Facebook page, too, to be able to keep up to date. You guys can update people there, too.
I don't know. Facebook.
But if there is a cancellation or something, that's another way to keep up on that and everything.
Absolutely.
And I here's hoping, to fingers crossed, for good weather, because it's a really fun event. I know a number of people that are already looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just mark your calendars for October 3rd and 4th. That's our 79th anniversary sale. So it'll be that Friday. Yeah, that Saturday. We'll have different people visiting us. They'll have education and samples, door prizes, and sales. Yep. Do we have to say more? Come and visit us. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's always crazy. It's always busy. And we always love it. It's a celebration of 79 years, right?
The community and us, it's just like, it's wonderful. So
I try not to over-exaggerate, but I feel very confident saying nobody does sale like their anniversary like you guys. It's your anniversary, and yet we get the presents. We get the stuff.
That's
you
right.
guys, nobody does deals like they do on their anniversaries. Yeah. I worry about your business. No, I'm kidding. But but seriously, these are really great sales, and it's something to mark on your calendar and look forward to.
That was fun.
We've been doing it for a couple of years, so I think every year we kind of add something on, and we try new things, and it just keeps getting better. I think that helps, you know. If it was our third year of doing this, I think it'd be all right, but I think we'd have a long ways to go.
It's true. We learned from one of the best, Michael Hittner, there. You know, he showed us how to do it.
How to party.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reminder. It's hot. It's muggy.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about it too much because I feel like I'm a broken record every time I'm on here. Electrolytes, 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 everyone.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. But not just water. Sometimes in these summer months, it's harder. We need more potassium, magnesium, sodium to help our bodies stay regulated. There, with this humidity, we're not even realizing how much we're actually sweating and getting more dehydrated. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of great electrolytes, including True Graces, which is on sale right now. Mm-hmm. But everybody should have electrolytes. I even have some in my car because you never know where you're going to be and you get so dehydrated. But stay hydrated, get electrolytes, make it part of your regular routine. You will notice a difference. Definitely.
Yeah. And that's a great note about keeping something in the car. It really is. Whether it's for you or a significant other, a child, an animal, it's not bad to have that kind of stuff in the car, water, even just some water in there.
Absolutely.
Something. But that's a good note.
Backup
we do, and most of these we have come individually packaged. Mm-hmm. So you throw a couple in your purse, throw a couple in your car, in your kid's backpack. Maybe have a couple at home still. Just like
they're everywhere.
Wherever you
keep
are,
around,
wherever water is, you're going to be hydrated.
Yeah,
you can't predict the dehydration, but you can prevent it.
Yes, That's another good line right there, too, James. So let's recap. Some olive oil. Yes. We did an olive oil presentation yesterday, and we got to travel around the world a little bit.
Yeah.
We got to experience different flavors, which, James, you're going to be our guinea pig of some olive
James,
oil flavors.
Yeah, James, you're not going to take quite as large of a trip as people did yesterday.
That's all right. That's
we're
all
just
right.
doing two.
Mm. We're going to keep you in the Mediterranean.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Right where it's my roots.
Yeah,
perfect.
Take you to your ancestors. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to your neighbors in Greece.
Oh, cool.
And we'll also take a little stop in the old homeland of Italy.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Oh, I'm so excited right now.
Yeah, and we know that James likes olive oil, but there are differences in olive oils, and that's what we're going to explain. And when we taste it and such.
Well, James gets this because for, what was it, a housewarming gift, your grandmother gave you a bottle of olive oil. Mm-hmm. High quality, from the homeland olive oil.
Yeah.
And you were like, this tastes so good. And actually, a lady yesterday, she was at the talk attending it, and she said, you know what? This is a great Christmas gift. I should give people this for Christmas.
Instead of wine,
why don't we give people wine?
This?
I always get them the wrong kind or, whatever, they have too much or they shouldn't have,
it's an awesome
they shouldn't
idea.
Have any more, and there's all sorts of stuff with wine you can get wrong, right? But olive oil, especially if you can give people a nice quality olive oil, they'll use it.
Mm-hmm. It could be a real changer for them too, especially those. So many people, they kind of use the same stuff their parents used or whatever they grew up with. And usually it's fine. There's not a lot of bad olive oils. But there are so many different flavors and kinds that work differently with different foods. Mm-hmm. Your palate deserves it. Treat your taste buds well, everybody. Try different olive oils.
I mean, you come from a family who knows olive oil, but I should tell people that there was a University of California Davis study that found that 3/4 of olive oils didn't match their quality standard. They weren't actually like extra virgin olive oils.
Wow.
Even though it said that, maybe.
And there was there was a Danish study that over 75% of olive oils in the supermarket were counterfeit. So there actually are a lot of inferior or diluted or counterfeit olive oils out there for people that are reaching in the wrong part of the shelf or just, maybe have bad luck. It might sometimes the worst part is when they say they're, extra virgin olive oil, the price would reflect it. And then the reality is that they weren't. And we had to at our store, we've really scrutinized olive oils in the last few years. To try to find what it is that makes a good quality olive oil, what you want to see on a label. I'll grab this Italian one to start. We can kind of look at this one here. So it's in a dark glass bottle. Mm-hmm. Can you hear that? That's kind of what you want. That's going to hold this oil in really good quality. It's going to protect it from the light. That's the first thing you kind of see on the shelf. The other thing that we've really done with our olive oils is we used to have some. It was an organic olive oil. It's probably good. It came from a very reputable company, but it came from five countries and three continents. It was from Argentina, Turkey, and Tunisia. Tunisia's in Africa, Turkey's in Europe, and Argentina's in South America. So these are three different parts of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I start to wonder, how can they maintain the quality of the oil, or how can they make the best oils if they're going from all over the world? And this product, you know, again, it seemed good, but I like the story of an olive oil that comes from a single country and ideally a single farm. You know, if you're buying wine, or like, let's say we're going to go to, I don't know, our favorite little tavern in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, we want to have a beer. We don't usually go there and say, hey, could you give me a blend of five different beers? Right. I'd like it from at least three different continents.
Right, yeah. You don't do that.
You kind of say like, oh, I know I like Point Special. Like, give me a Point Special. Or, you know, like whatever your
Spotted Cow, whatever
your story is. Mm-hmm. Similarly with wine. You don't look, like if you see a kind of wine that's a blend from multiple vineyards, multiple countries.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As the trade wars heat up, the labor market peters out. Employers added just 73,000 jobs last month, and revised numbers show hiring was much weaker than previously reported in May and June. Economist Gus Fauché.
This is the weakest three-month pace of job creation since we were shedding millions of jobs during the pandemic, and it suggests that the labor market is softening very quickly.
President Trump's unveiled plans for brand new tariffs on dozens of countries that'll go into effect next week. CBS's Jolene Kent expects Americans will feel the pinch.
We import so much lumber from Canada, so we could see lumber prices go up, which could make housing more expensive.
Massive flooding blamed for the death of a 13-year-old sucked into a drainage pipe in Maryland. Doug Alexander with the Mount Airy Fire Department.
The pipe is so small, and this child's body fit in there, was pushed in there by the current. The current was extremely strong.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.